questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Like always, we have invited a scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to the show to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Usually, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions and Islamic beliefs. The doubts which have been asked by different questioners from around the world. The question of the day that we need to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is about the atheist and their beliefs and the moral standards that they actually believe in. It has been said, or it has been written and talked about, that even the atheist, they resort to some moral standards. The question that comes to one's mind is that, is it possible for an atheist to have some moral standards, and what are they, and how they are actually attaching themselves to these moral standards? This is a question that we need to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure. Sheikh, the question that comes to the mind, okay, let's say that the atheists have some moral standards for themselves and they have defined some criteria for that. But what is the guarantee for performing and for being loyal to these moral or moralities that they have defined? Is it possible for a person who does not believe in anything, believe in something that has been defined by themselves? So how can we guarantee that they can back such an idea?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, atheism believe in some kind of ethics, which is talking about the independent of religion or ethics without God. Mm-hmm. It is famous for the atheism and atheists to have these kind of ethics. They want to omit religion or God from ethical issues. And that you can guess which kind of ethics that we are talking about.
Yeah.
In this particular ethics, they actually you may call it the kind of materialistic or ethics, or ethic which is around the selfish or self-interest. I want to say that what matters for those people is my pleasure, my mm-hmm. absolute pleasure, and my self-interest.
True.
Okay? To some extent, some kind of centricity of self and the interest of self. And whatever related to this issue, mm-hmm. I can use that. Whatever yeah. means. Mm-hmm. I want to say that what matters to these people is actually, individual pleasure and individual, self-interest, and to obtain a lot of wealth and money. These are the foundation and the basis for, those people who have the same idea and to have the same culture, let's say. Mm-hmm. And of course, they use different means for obtaining those bases and, those goals. Sometimes these means can be not to lie, or, for example, not to cheat. If you want to have some kind of business, the means that I want to get my self-pleasure and my self-interest is to not to lie in order for another person not to lie to me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I respect this guy in order that guy respect me. I do not cheat because I need to have this my self-interest. Okay?
Yeah.
And because of that, all these ideals, they have been used as a means for getting my pleasure and my self-esteem.
True.
The reason that I say that they can use it as a means, in a case that there is no need for these means, for example, I have power and I do not need to have these kind of, let's say, honesty, true, and not to cheat, not to lie, and other issues, you know, ethical issues. Okay, when I have power and I do not need those ideas and those means, it means that, okay, I can forget about that. No longer I do not need these kind of means. So very I can true. Easily cheat, mm-hmm. I can easily lie, I can easily kill.
Very true.
When I have the power, I do mm-hmm. not need you. I have everything available. So why? There is no need. Mm-hmm. Okay? So my self-interest and my self-pleasure, which was a foundation and my final purpose, requires me to lie, to cheat, to kill. So mm-hmm. it's okay. I can do all of that. Mm-hmm. You know?
So what is this criteria that they are talking about? And they say that, okay, we atheists, even we have our standards and we have our criteria. So what are they that they are actually believing in?
You know, the criteria is my self-pleasure mm-hmm. and my self-interest.
Human-centrism.
Yes. Maybe you can say not, you know, myself, you know, not even talking about the human being. Because when we say human, it has some kind of societal
I mean, human-centrism in the sense of humanism in the sense that I am the center of everything. Yeah. I am not others, not God, not anyone else. So whatever comes, whatever is important to me, that makes sense, not anything else.
Yeah, of course. This is unfortunately, I have to say that this is a dominant culture. Mm-hmm. In different countries, unfortunately, some people, they believe in that and they practice it. Mm-hmm.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Some are not calling themselves and they do not actually claim that they are atheists, but they act like an atheist. So when the importance of self comes in between, then we are the, let's say, center of all goodnesses and badnesses. So whatever is important in the universe should be looked at the level of, should be looked at to the will of me, rather than the others, or even Allah's will and Allah's order.
Exactly, you know, because if you have these kinds of idea, you know, look at everything, every ethical issues as a means for having and for obtaining my own pleasure and my self-interest, it has these consequences, okay? Mm-hmm. But let me explain the opposite side of that, which
yes,
is Islamic ethics. Maybe in order to make the atheist ethic more clear mm-hmm. for our dear audience.
Yeah.
In Islamic ethics, you see, we have fadail and radail, which means we have the
values and
yes,
excellences.
Excellences, which is they have their own value. They mm-hmm. have their own value in it. And it has, talking about the other bad trait and positive traits and the negative trait. And these positive and negative traits and character, they enjoy their own, let's say, value. And, in any time, in any place, you know, they obtain their value. Even, you know, if meets my, you know, this value, they meets my pleasure or it does not meet that, I have to do that. Okay?
Very true.
And it has a strong foundation of that, and the foundation and the backing of that ideas and ethical issues in Islam is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. You know, iman billah ta'ala wal amal as-salih, which means to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have righteous action, and to have the strong belief in hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
It is again very important. Let me make it clear. For example, in the verses of Noble Quran, we have ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatsoever you express, even a single word, some angels, they are witnessing, they are present, and they are witnessing and recording your wordings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Very true.
So it doesn't matter whether it serves your interest or not, your self-pleasure or not. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you need to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, for the sake of other people. Okay? To sacrifice your life, to rescue the life of other people. And to, for example, we have in the, you know, a different occasion, different verses of Noble Quran, some people, including Ahlul Bayt, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet, they gave away their food. For three consecutive days, they did not eat, they did not have the, you know, sufficient eating, and they sacrifice it to the other people.
But such beautiful and high values and excellences cannot be looked in the atheistic worldview. Because as you said and explained earlier, so all whatever is being seen is my own self, not others, not God, not anyone around in my vicinity, no one else.
Of course, when you do not believe in hereafter, when you do not have proper faith in Allah, when you do not have righteous action, it does not have any backing, any basis, okay? And any logic, you can say, for your ethics. What matters is your own pleasure and your own self-interest.
Very true.
Okay? And it can be changing, you know, because of that, some of them, they believe in the relativism of the ethical issues. Okay?
Very true, yeah.
It means that if there are not absolute ethical issues, we do not have absolute ethical, let's say, elements, and they can be changed in different time and in different circumstances.
So all the values are not absolute, rather they are all relative.
Exactly.
So everything can be looked at as a relative. So it's a sort of dangerous belief that can enter in anyone's belief, Sheikh. What is the, let's say, remedy and cure for such a bad, let's say, sickness and disease?
The remedy is actually to think about this issue, to have intellectual process and intellectual effort to think whether in this universe I've been created, whether to serve my own interest. What about other people? What about poor people? Okay, living in different countries, in different lands, and you know, other problems. Why are you not thinking about the, you know, war-striking people in different countries? You know,
very true.
You know, different problems of society, different people in different lands. Why are you not thinking about those people?
I want just to have a short comment on what you beautifully mentioned. I want to say that in Islamic worldview, it's not that you have to only, you need to ignore about yourself. No, we have to have your own relation. We need to define a relation with God, with our people around us and society, and with our own self, and with the nature. So these are the worldview that Islam gives us. So again, your own self is important, because من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه.
Your own self is important, but it is not all the story.
Oh, exactly.
It is part of the story.
Part of the story. Let's say one-fourth of the whole story, based on the hadith that we can refer to.
In the verse of Noble Quran, we have وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget about your share from this material life. But
definitely,
when you have extra, give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true. Very true.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not to totally think and to concentrate only on yourself. Not to be selfish. Not to be self-centered. This is a point that Islam is emphasizing on.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your elaboration and scholarly explanations on this topic. So we reached to this conclusion that there is no executive guarantee for those who actually believe that they are atheists to have their moral standards up. Anyhow, all in all, we need to first think about who we are and where we are now, and then to know about our duties and look at the world, look at the universe with another eye. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and your respected listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين